path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I've never been better.
Good. Yeah. Glad to hear it. Life is good?
Yeah.
Kids did good at school?
They seem to be fine.
Well, because yesterday was the first
day. Yesterday was the first day, yeah.
Okay. And no problems. No one came home in tears. No one came home with a bloody nose. No one said, hey, the kid called me poor.
No.
The teacher's mad at me because I called that kid poor.
No.
No. Well, that's good.
They're like, it was fine.
Okay. I mean, I guess that's what you get. That's what I would expect from a 17-year-old and a 13-year-old. Just say, fine. That's what I expect, honestly, from a 43-year-old when you come home from work. And they say, how's your day? Fine.
Well,
every day you just say, fine.
They both had the same problem, which I thought was funny, because the younger one was like, boy, Spanish is going to be an issue.
Oh.
And then the older one was like, Spanish, too, is going to be a real problem. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, the teacher said something about how, so he took Spanish 1 and then took a year off and then took taking Spanish 2.
Okay.
And the teacher said that there was a Spanish teacher there before who didn't really say this, but kind of said, like, oh, may have dropped the ball. So some people may need to catch up. You might be a little bit behind here. And so my oldest was like, I think that was my Spanish teacher. And I go, and then what did she say? And he goes, she said, well, that's okay, but we're going to have to work extra hard to get you caught up to everybody else, but we'll be able to do it. And I said, oh, and what did you say? He goes, well, I didn't say anything. I had to have someone translate for me because she said in Spanish.
Oh, no. Like, in Spanish, too?
Yeah.
She's speaking in Spanish?
Yeah. He's like, but I just thought it was funny. He's like, I had to have somebody translate it for me.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that sounds horrible.
Mm-hmm.
You can't.
Well, I was like, oh, yeah, Spanish might be a problem.
A serious problem. She can't teach Spanish, too, in Spanish, like the whole thing in Spanish, can she?
I told them this, and apparently you're not allowed to do it anymore. Now, everybody knows I dropped out and joined the military anyways. But when I was thinking about still trying to graduate high school, they said you needed 2 years of foreign language.
Yeah, and I think that's what it was for us.
So I took Spanish 1 and French 1.
Yep.
But apparently...
That's what I was going to ask.
Idiots like me did that too much, and they're like, no, it's got to be in the same language.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you can't take, like, Spanish 1 and French 1.
You know, honestly, that was one of the things
that was
easiest
thing for me, because you never talked, you didn't even speak it. You're just like, whatever.
In Spanish 2, I think they just start speaking it.
Yeah.
In Spanish 2?
I want to say
that's crazy.
Two, or at least, like, the majority of the time, they're speaking only in Spanish.
I took German 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, and my freshman year of college, and I'm telling you... The teacher never taught the whole class in German.
Really?
It was not a thing. No. I mean, there were moments when
maybe
he might go to German.
I could easily be wrong.
But I do recall. No, you could be right, because I do recall walking by the foreign language classes and hearing the Spanish teacher speaking in Spanish, and I thought, my goodness.
Well, I remember really that's why I didn't take Spanish, too, because I heard what they did in those classes. I'm like, I'm not. There's no way I can pass that. They're speaking a foreign language.
It's supposed to be more immersive, I think. You know,
I guess.
Just even if you can't understand it, just being around it and hearing it more.
Well, sure, I get that, but by Spanish, too. Like, we still need to be learning the very basics, I would think. We've only had weeks that we've been learning this language. Now, of course, you can also use, with all the translating apps now, you just have
it
listen to the whole thing. Just turn it on and have it listen.
You don't really need it. I did go into a store the other day, and the lady didn't speak any English.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a question for her, and it was a little bit of a detailed question. And after like 2 seconds, she just held up her phone.
Okay.
And I spoke into it, and then she spoke into it back and then showed me the text. And
right.
I was like, oh, perfect.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what
I know. So I'm saying, like, it's like the days of having maybe, you know, I mean, it would be easier if I could just spoke Spanish to her. She could have just spoke English to me, but we figured it out.
Yep.
You know, thanks to Apple, they were like, okay, you two idiots. And my oldest son was with me, and he's trying to speak some sort of Spanish 1 to her, and she's smiling like, I think I understand what you're saying.
Right.
Then She just spoke into it. And we were like, oh, good. It was over in 30 seconds.
It's the language equivalent of you won't always have a calculator on hand.
Exactly.
Right? No, you do.
Right.
Yeah. Then I do. Although at least they're taking Spanish. I will say that because that's the language
that's the
that would be
language.
Useful. I, you know, German is not useful to a kid in the middle of America really at all.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you go places and someone is speaking a foreign language, there's about a 99% chance that they're speaking Spanish. I always thought, you know, if I knew as much Spanish as I knew German, that would be kind of nice. Because there are times when you actually encounter someone who's speaking Spanish who doesn't.
I told them, I thought the thing that would be to learn to do is like, and I don't know it, but like Farsi or Arabic.
Where you can get a job as a translator?
Or one of those dudes just sits on the phone with you bugging other people's phones?
Oh, well, yeah.
I heard those guys make a ton of money because there's not a lot of people who speak it. So they're like, hey, you speak it? Can you pass a background check? Go sit in this office for the CIA and listen. Here's 17 phones we want you to just. You hear anything, let us know.
I wonder if those
That's
jobs will go away
job.
Too, though, because they'll just now have the stuff recording straight into the app. You can use Google Translate and then boom, there it goes. I mean, right now, I guess.
Oh, yeah, somebody said Russian is good for that, too. If you speak Russian, you
I'll bet
those jobs. Yep.
I mean, Russian is. There's foreign languages, and then there's foreign alphabets. And that's when it's just. There's no way. If you can learn Russian.
Chinese.
And you're a native English speaker.
I think Mandarin's supposed to be the hardest.
Yeah.
I would buy that. And anytime you're dealing with different looking. Someone told me once, like, no, Russian actually is the same alphabet. I'm like, it's not. I'm looking at it, and I'm positive that it's not. So I don't know if technically it is, but it's definitely not. If you can learn that as a native speaker without being thrown into it. I think if you're thrown into it and forced to figure it out because it's all anybody knows, it's a little different. But for those people who learn it in school, anyone, honestly, who learns a foreign language, there's people like they say, you know, oh, Natalie Portman speaks five foreign languages fluently or whatever. I don't know if that's true. But those people who do, you're like, okay, well, they have a really high IQ. Now, I have a really low IQ, but I'll just tell you, I took the same foreign language for 5 years.
Not everybody gets everything.
Did you take French and Spanish? Is that what you said?
Yeah, French one and Spanish one.
Yeah.
So I know yo me llamo and je ne sais pas. One is my name is.
Nailed it.
And the other one is I don't know.
Oh.
That was my Monsieur Gruon. Whenever he asked me a question, I'd be like, I don't know. And he'd be like, say it in French. I'd be like, I don't know how to say it in French. Say, I don't know in French. So I really remember je ne sais pas.
And so
and that's probably wrong now.
Je ne sais quoi is the. Isn't that when someone says je ne sais quoi, it's the thing that there's no words for, right? Is that what that is?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, somebody speaking French, like, you just screwed that up, man. So
me too. I'm sure.
A long time ago.
That's another language.
It's got a certain
really
je ne sais quoi, though, I've heard of it.
Yeah, that's a thing, right?
I could be confusing those, and maybe Monsieur Groom was like, whatever, man.
French seems way harder.
Fail you
than
anyway. I'm like, whatever to you. You show up to the. Hated that guy. Showed up to the plays and stuff. And he would wear, like, a suit coat and a scarf, like he was at Broadway, and he'd take his glasses out and eat the end of it, and then...
What a douche.
Right, and as you walk by, he'd be like, monsieur, good to see you here, and I'm like...
He's not French, though, right?
I don't know, you call himself Gruen, but I...
Right, but he's American.
Looked like groin to me.
Right, right.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9, The Rock.
Yo. Did you see this?
What? Yeah, I saw it. Look at that. Oh, yeah, I like it.
Church of Laszlo vodka.
What's not to like about it?
I don't know. Give me a glass. It's our own Church of Laszlo vodka. you should be able to buy soon.
I've got these.
At your, favorite liquor store.
I got these, whatever they're called, plastic shot glasses. That's all I got in here. There's a couple of coffee mugs, but I wouldn't drink anything out of those.
Already had some this morning.
Whatever that stuff is in the bottom there. I'm sure the vodka would probably make it safe, but I'd just put it in a clean plastic one there. Looks good. Label looks good.
Yeah, the label's cool.
Looks like it tastes good. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Has a nice sound when you pop the cork.
I did a tasting today, and everybody liked it.
Yeah?
I invented it myself, vodka.
I know, you've been working on this recipe for a long time. I didn't know so much went into creating a vodka or, I guess, any other spirit.
Top of the line stuff, baby.
Looks good. Now, if you're gonna taste it, since we're on the air, just make sure you don't start coughing
again.
Don't
make a face.
Earlier,
a really nice, light vodka, I'll tell you.
There you go.
It's beautiful.
Smooth.
It's probably the best vodka in the world.
Well, that's what you were going for, right? You said that.
I mean,
you said you could do it.
I'll try individual taste, but boy.
You kept saying, he's like, I can do better. I can do better than this. And so I said, well, then do it. And, boy, how long has it been? Almost 20 years?
People on Twitch want to see it.
It's been over 15 years.
I've been trying to make one forever.
It's taken a long time. You were really close.
It's been years and years.
Really close at one
Several times.
And then
a lot of
just,
red tape.
Yeah. So, well, and you're perfecting the recipe. So,
there you go.
But there it is. I know it seems like we talk about this maybe quite a bit on this program, but it's because Lazo has some experience. I guess I have a little bit, but this is a big story today about this judge. It just so happens that this judge is in Detroit. But,
again?
Yeah, I know. But this is like everything that you don't like about judges. I don't think that all judges are this way. But this is the kind of story that you hear, and it makes you angry. I'm guessing then that you have not heard anything about this field trip. It's not just a field trip. From my understanding, it's not just like a school taking a field trip to a courthouse. It is a charitable organization in Detroit. Mm-hmm. And I went to their website. I read about the things that they do. They help plant trees and do all these things, and they try and help kids, you know, have a better life. So they take kids to this courthouse as a trip, right, to see the, I guess, law in happening right in front of their faces, right? And a girl falls asleep. Now, that seems like a reasonable thing to happen. I went to the state capitol in fifth grade, and I remember a couple kids fell asleep in
the
state capitol.
Train to the courthouse, I think.
Yeah. And I just assume a couple kids fell asleep during that time we sat there in the Capitol. This girl fell asleep, and the judge says,
"Put her in jail." Fall,
Yep. I mean, she's in the scrubs, she's in cuffs, the whole deal.
Nice.
By the way, he's standing by this. He did an interview, and I've got some audio, but I can't wait to get your take on this. Come on.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart, and you will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Doom
scrolling a minute?
Yeah. There's big stuff to talk about. Big breaking news today. There's an arrest that's been made in the death of Matthew Perry. And I don't know, man. It does feel like there's two Americas. Isn't that what was that guy's name? John Edwards used to say there's two Americas. I don't know if it's just for the rich and the poor, but there certainly seems to be one for the celebrity and the non-celebrity.
That's true.
But because if we know these stories, there have been local stories of people who have overdosed accidentally, drugs that had fentanyl in them or whatever, and they didn't expect it. It was a big story not that long ago. Maybe police are investigating those, and maybe they're trying to trace it back and figure out who was involved. But are they? I mean, I've never heard of anyone actually getting in trouble for that, except in this case. And what's interesting is with this Matthew Perry thing, one of the reporters has a quote from one of the officers talking about how, you know, it is common to go back and try and find out who's responsible for these in high-profile deaths or celebrity cases. I don't remember the words that they used, but I pulled the clip when we doom scroll here in a minute. It's just interesting. It's almost like they're admitting, well, if it's a celebrity, we'll look into it. But there's too many of you common folk dying right. from fentanyl poisoning or whatever, so we can't look into all those. Also, Kevin Spacey, he's acting like he's homeless. He's squatting right now.
Where?
Because he doesn't have a place to live. Baltimore. There is a whole, I don't know.
He's
coming
over me.
You should call him. Because they're really trying to get him out of this place. And he's acting like he doesn't have anywhere to go. I mean, I know rich people figure out ways to spend their money. We've talked about that before. But he's got to have enough money to get a place. Maybe he spent all of his money on his mortgage. His place, by the way. This place that he's now squatting on. It is sweet. It is sweet. Go online and look up Kevin Spacey Baltimore condo. They say it's the nicest place. Some magazines called it the nicest place in Baltimore, and I don't doubt
it. But he can't afford it anymore?
It looks like it's in Europe. He couldn't afford it. As soon as House of Cards stopped, he couldn't afford the mortgage. So think about that. That sounds like he's living paycheck to paycheck, right?
I mean, it's a big paycheck to paycheck.
It
so
is, but
I guess it probably doesn't even scare you that much.
Right.
But when the paycheck's that big coming in every time, but then something like this happens.
It just goes to show you, there's never too much money. Mm-mm. You think that there could be, but there really never is. Also, Chris Jones.
Stone Cold?
Our local hero here, Chris Jones, has now inserted his name or gotten his name into the story about the woman who stole the chicken wings in Chicago. Did you hear the story about the woman who stole the chicken? One point, I told you about it a long time ago. She actually got convicted within the last few days, but $1.3 million or something like that in chicken wings.
Oh,
she went to the cafeteria.
Yeah.
He's offering to help, which I think is
help
awesome.
Help her or the students?
Help her. We'll talk about it coming up.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Whoopies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
We are doing the news.
All right, let's do it.
Big news today is that they made an arrest in the Matthew Perry death investigation.
Mm.
Matthew Perry died last year, right?
Yeah.
And they said later, after all the tox reports, whatever, that he had ketamine in his system. I think they blamed several things,
right? I like
right?
how you say that, man.
They mainly blamed ketamine. What?
Yeah, the tox reports. You're a guy, you know, like you watch a lot of, you know, crime stuff,
yeah.
True crime, so you use a shortcut, you
That's
know?
Right.
It's like, you know, somebody being a waiter using the 86.
That's right.
You know, you're like, yeah, if they went all through the tox reports.
That's right.
They found out, and I'm like, tox, took me a second, I'm like, tox, toxic.
Well, if I tried to say
toxicological,
it, run the risk of saying like,
toxicology,
toxicology, toxicologist,
toxicological.
Right. So just in that moment, just go tox reports. In context, people know what it is, right? You know, they tested his body,
sure.
His blood,
yeah.
Whatever.
I'll test your body.
They said that he had several things. I don't remember what they were, but ketamine was the one that they talked about.
His mock is good, I tell you that.
Yeah. And that became a big thing because he talked about ketamine in his book, and every news outlet played that clip from his audiobook about a billion times. I heard it again today, where he's talking about how ketamine felt like a warm, whatever he said it felt like. You know, it was this great thing, and he loves ketamine. He was on ketamine therapy, but he had too much in his system, amongst whatever these other things were. So I guess they investigate because he was a celebrity, and now they have actually arrested someone. But
an incredibly significant development in this investigation. Law enforcement sources telling NBC News that at least one person has been arrested in connection to the investigation into the death of Matthew Perry. That arrest was made in Southern California this morning, and the investigation into Perry's death, it has been ongoing since last year. Now, it's unclear who else could potentially be arrested and what those charges will look like, but we do know it's not uncommon for law enforcement to investigate the people who supplied the drugs that caused such a high-profile death.
That caused such a high-profile death. I mean, I guess it could be a high-profile death and not be a celebrity just because people are interested. But it means
people want to know if it was your ketamine
gorilla.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
That they arrested, was it a K-gorilla? Carilla?
They're not
Is
saying.
Is that what they called yours?
I mean, Carilla? I guess it could be. It could be, but they're not saying. They did. I looked it up. They said that his cause of death was acute effects of ketamine with other contributing factors, including drowning. That's interesting that drowning is a contributing factor, but drowning, coronary artery disease, and buprenorphine effects, which I don't know what buprenorphine is, but that was one of the other drugs. They say
it's an anti-anxiety medication.
That's bupropion or something.
Okay.
I think they said this was kind of like... what were those strips that people take to quit doing heroin and pain pills and
Suboxone?
I think they were saying it was like an anti-opioid kind of like a Suboxone type thing. Maybe it is Suboxone. I don't know. But that was the other thing. It was the effects of that. So remember they were like interviewing celebrities about this whole thing? There was talk that some of these people that some of them were names that you knew, and I don't want to say them because I don't, you know, I guess nothing came of that. But there were rumors about celebrities being involved, and I.
So now this person
now there's an arrest, which they're making it sound like this is the first. Well, that makes me think that there could be more, right?
And we don't know anything about this other person, really?
There's nothing yet. They just arrested him this morning. So I was looking for updates now to see, and they're still just...
Joey or anybody?
That's Suboxone.
It is the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's opioid used to treat opioid addiction.
Yeah. Imagine being the guy who comes up with that, too. Like, oh, we got something that we think would be great. It'll help you with, you know, being hooked on opioids. Like, what is it? Like, it's an opioid. But, you know, I see it when I'm on Instagram now. I see all those lawsuits. I don't know if maybe it's still a thing, but I see a bunch of ads that say, did you use Suboxone? It probably sends it to me and not you guys.
Use it. Stuck it up.
Right. And so I'm constantly like, why do you keep bothering me, okay? Yes, I used it, okay? I didn't have a prescription. But it definitely seems to be targeting me if you guys aren't seeing it. And I see them every day, and it's like, sue whatever company made Suboxone. You guys really haven't seen those?
No.
I see it every time I get on Instagram.
That makes sense.
So there is a lawsuit now, Laszlo, against a couple of mobile gaming companies.
Okay.
You can call them mobile gaming companies. You can call them mobile gambling companies. I've never done this. I mean, I've played games on my phone before, but I've never played for money. I did try and do one of those survey things that I saw advertised, whatever it was. You know, you sign up and you could make money in your free time. And I was like, what are these things? So I looked them up, and I tried a couple of those where you fill out surveys and you try something. You make pennies, right?
Right.
It's nothing. But I've never tried the games. You know, play solitaire and win cash.
Oh, no.
Play these.
Well, I played a couple on FanDuel.
Okay, so that seems different, right? Because it's a gambling app.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy, I guess, that you can play these games just through.
I think they mix them up by, like, they're not games of chance, they're games of skill.
Right.
That's. And I think you play against other people. I don't know what the law is. You play against other people, and then, like, FanDuel just takes the rake.
Okay, well, that's how it sort of works here, it seems, because.
Well, I would never play them. I never. So, let me change that story real quick. They have a FanDuel game app.
Yeah.
That you can play for money, but you can also play for free.
Okay.
I've only played for free. There's a couple times where I've played for, like, you know, if you play enough games for free, they're like, hey, play this game for 30 cents, it's on us.
Right.
So I've done that, and then if I won, like, you know, 90 cents, then I tried it three times at 30 cents. I never put my own money in there. I guess I've just always think, like, how do I know this isn't rigged?
Well, that's the lawsuit. Now, not against FanDuel. Right.
No, but how do I know that? Or even FanDuel, I'm not saying, but how do I know that the other people, like, how do I know they're not bots? Like, at least if I'm betting on the Cowboys game.
Well, that's what this is.
The Cowboys game is on TV. I can watch it.
Right.
How do I know if I'm saying, oh, well, I'll play poker against these six people.
Right.
And then they're like, okay, but then how do I know that they're not six people in a building somewhere all looking at everybody's hands? Like, it's. To me, it seemed just stupid.
That's basically what this lawsuit is saying. The lawsuit, though, is it's about Papaya Gaming and Avia Games, or Avia Games. Mm. I don't know how you say that. Papaya and Avia.
Hmm.
And they are the makers of apps such as Solitaire Cash and other games where you can wager real money to win cash prizes. It looks like a lot of the stuff, too, you can win a lot of gift cards, which is one of the things when I was doing those survey things, like, oh, get 6 trillion points and you could get a $10 gift card. So, but according to this thing that I read, you can win actual money on these things, but you do have to play against other players, and then it's like a tournament-style thing, and depending on how you finish, that dictates how much you win. The lawsuit is alleging that when you play in these tournaments, you're playing against bots.
Yeah, and that's
what I saw. And that the companies are somehow rigging these games so that you won't finish high enough to win any money, and they're just keeping
the money.
They'll
let you win every once in a while. That's what I always thought. I never really thought about FanDuel. Like, FanDuel's money isn't coming from that, so it's probably pretty legit to go on and do it. And if you do FanDuel, if you play one of the games of skill on FanDuel, and say you win it, you play for 30 cents and you win 90 cents.
Mm-hmm.
That can go into your FanDuel betting account, too.
Well, that makes sense.
So it's a double account, so then you can use it to bet. Or if you won $1,000, that can go into your other account.
Okay.
But I never bet more than whatever. You know, I really feel like every 40 times or something, they'd be like, hey, you played this baseball game for. The baseball game's really fun. They'd be like, hey, you played it 40 times. Here's 30 cents. And then you just try for 30 cents and you get your ass smoked by some guy who really plays it a lot or
he's
bot.
A bot. Right. Who knows?
And you're like, yeah, boy. All right, I'm not going to do that.
Thought I was getting decent at this. But
YouTuber Corina Jacqueline downloaded Solitaire Cash looking for a side hustle to earn extra money. While she could play for free, she says to win real money, she'd have to pay to enter tournaments against other competitors. She played up to 6 hours a day for more than a year.
Yeah. And how much money did you make?
Yeah, I made $100.
So up to six hours a day over a year, she made about $100.
Well, good for her.
And she documented all this.
Well, that's what I mean. Good for her.
Yeah, $100.
Quite the gambler.
That's a good side hustle, good, right?
That is time you could have spent looking for a job.
A second
you
job.
Dumbass.
That's all I thought when I was doing this whatever these survey things were, I thought, this is so much less than what I would get paid if I just went and got a job.
Right.
That is, I understand, but you're staying home. You don't have to go get a job. Okay, but we're not even talking about getting close to minimum wage.
6 hours a day for how many days?
Well, up to 6 hours a day, they said, for a year that she played, and she got $100. They talked to other people who experimented with these things, too. She was clearly doing it to get clicks to show that these things are.
I mean, the people shouldn't be stealing from it. It should be legit, if that's what the lawsuit is, but still.
Right.
Like, what do you think's happening?
Right, and as soon as they told me, like, hey, you can get cash
by the way, I think also, like, you know, have you ever been to the Bahamas or somewhere?
I've been to the Virgin Islands.
I know you've been overseas, but, like,
I've been to the Virgin
I don't know what the gambling's like in, like, Italy or Germany. But if you go to, like, the Bahamas or Jamaica or something and you go into the casinos, you know, they don't have the same laws that Vegas has, that Vegas has got to pay out 99% on these slot machines.
Yeah.
They don't have to be like that.
Right.
Different like, you go in and look at it. Like, it's a different law. So, just being somewhat aware of my surroundings, I would be like, well, I'm pretty sure this company isn't based in the United States.
Right.
Right? Like, yeah. And even if it is, my thought would be, it's probably based in, you know, God knows where there are no goddamn laws.
It's weird to me that this is allowed through the Play Store and the App Store. Anyway, I'm just surprised that you can play for money.
But now, two proposed class action lawsuits claim some gaming companies purposefully stack the deck against you. The pending suits allege that Papaya Gaming and Avia Games, the makers of apps like Solitaire Cash, Solitaire Clash, and others, use computer bots to control the outcome of games and ensure that players often lose.
The companies tell consumers that they are playing games of skill against other real humans. However, in reality, they're using bots and keeping the winnings for themselves.
This is why you should just gamble, kids. Yeah. Just get a betting app and gamble. Like Les said, the sports, you can see it. You know who wins, you know who loses. And
they can't do anything about it.
Right. You win real money. You don't. They don't tell you to cash it in for gift cards instead. Well, we'll double it for you. That's how you know. I'm like, hey, we'll give you 50% more if you use a gift card instead. Like, no. I want cold, hard cash. Mm-hmm. That's it.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother!
On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
Yo!
What's going on?
We're going to finish doing the news here in just a bit, my friend. Remember that boxer that everyone was talking about, the intersex boxer? I don't know if she's actually... What's her name?
Algerian.
Oh, Algerian, right. Yeah. But what's her name?
Khalil?
That sounds right. Khalif, I think.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Wiz Khalif?
She's suing.
Wiz Khalif.
Did you hear she's suing?
So she's suing.
Well, more than one person, it would sound like.
Is
but
you?
I hope you guys didn't make fun of her online. Let's just say that. Well, I'll tell you about her coming out.
I don't want to get my ass kicked.
Did you hear about the billionaire owner of the Brewers? You know who that guy is? I'd never heard of him before. Did you hear what he was stealing?
No.
Looks like he could be in some trouble. He was accused of stealing sand. So, I don't know. And then I got to tell you about the Kevin Spacey thing. And,
oh, yeah,
and I do think you should reach out to him and say, hey, if you really don't have a place to live, come live here. We could get a lot of publicity out of that. If he comes stay with you,
yeah,
just say, look, I'm divorced. Yeah. You know, I got an extra bedroom.
I'll
just
let
come
you
hang
rub
out.
Your saw the documentary. He likes to do that.
Well,
I mean, according to the documentary, anyway.
Right, according to the documentary. I don't. So, but he went to court several times and
was found innocent.
He was always found innocent of crime. So,
well, I don't know if he committed any crime. I'm not sure that he did.
Right. But
I'm just saying he could do it if he wanted to.
Yeah,
he doesn't have to.
People certainly make it seem like that's something he's into.
Yeah, I don't know that they even said he committed a crime.
But I don't either.
Just that he liked dry humping dudes.
Yeah, that. I mean, that's definitely not a crime. It better not be a crime. We're all in a lot of trouble, boys. A lot.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Worst dad ever.
Me? Is that accusatory?
I just said it. If it scares you, then maybe, you know, you need to reflect a little bit on how you parent. But no, I wasn't actually trying to accuse either of you of anything. If it is something you worry about, like being a deadbeat dad, I don't think Laszlo worries about being a deadbeat dad too much.
No. My kids are with me 24/7. I can't be one.
Right?
Even if I wanted to be. Little are always there.
Whoa. Did you catch that? Snuck on. Thank you. But have you seen this drama between this celebrity and her celebrity dad in the last couple days? Elle King. You know her? Remember her?
Oh, yeah. Her dad's gigolo. Deuce Bigelow.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's exactly
American
right.
American Gigolo.
That's right. And apparently he was not a great dad.
Well, I'm taking his side.
Great SNL cast member.
Whatever. Not your dad.
Great movie star.
Yeah, he's not going to be great, but you get like a lot of cool stuff for that.
Well, that's my thing. I thought, well, what do you accuse him of? You know, he's busy a lot. Well, yeah, he's a superstar. He's friends with Adam Sandler, right? Superstar. He's a star.
He's
a superstar.
He's a Deuce Bigelow. One of the 50 greatest actors of all time.
Comedians or actors or
actors.
Both?
Actors.
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't seen, I guess, a lot of
his roles. You haven't seen Deuce Bigelow?
I've seen that, yeah. And
you didn't like it?
I loved it.
That's a big bitch.
Yeah, I've seen it. Huge bitch. maybe it's big. I don't remember.
You don't like that
movie? I never saw Hot Chick, though.
Why not?
I don't know. I never saw the Hot Chick. But I will watch it tonight. I'm dead serious. tonight around 11 o'clock midnight, when I'm looking for something to turn on, I will find the hot chick. If I have to pay for it, I will pay for it.
Yeah, it's great.
Never seen that movie.
Rob Schneider is his real name.
But what could he possibly do that would make him a bad dad?
Nothing.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you what she says he did, and then he has now responded. I guess he's got an interview coming out tonight, but that we've already got, they've already released a little piece
of
it.
You got a little piece ahead of time?
I got a little piece of it ahead of time. I called Tucker Carlson, and I only know Tucker because of Laszlo.
Yeah, I got Laszlo in New Orleans.
Laszlo might have been New Orleans, and he's been nice to us ever since. I'm not saying I agree with the dude about everything or not, but he's always been nice to Laszlo. He helped me out this time, got me this audio early, so I'll tell you about it next.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo. So this might be a good time for Laszlo's crisis management. I don't know. I'm always curious what Laszlo would do in a situation like this, or what he would advise a celebrity to do in a situation like this. But they don't get, the celebrities don't get much bigger than Rob Schneider.
I'm a fan.
Stars don't shine much brighter than Rob Schneider.
You can do it.
Taylor Swift, Rob Schneider.
Yeah, and they're kind of interchangeable.
I'm trying to belittle Rob Schneider now, and I don't appreciate
it. I just said he's on par with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I know. That's why you're being sarcastic. I don't like it.
Well,
don't like it one bit. Rob Schneider is a genius.
And
you don't like the animal?
I really was thinking earlier that maybe I dreamt that up, or that it was the part of the South Park thing where they were making fun of Rob Schneider. Uh-huh. But now I can't decide if I'm going to watch the animal tonight or the hot chick. Maybe I'll just watch both. I'll do back to back.
Hot chick is great.
I'll have a Schneider fest.
Hot chick is legitimately great.
I'm pretty sure I saw the animal, but I know I never saw the hot chick. So I did see the second Bigelow. Still Bigelow or whatever.
No, European Gigolo.
European Gigolo. I saw that. I did see that.
You don't mess with the Zohan?
I've seen that. That's a Sandler movie, yeah. But as far as
I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. The Benchwarmers? Grandma's Boy?
Oh, he got a big part in Benchwarmers.
Benchwarmers was great.
I've seen that. I've seen that. So anyway, the
news. You like Benchwarmers?
The news about this. Love it. It's a classic.
Well, you probably don't understand it because it has to do with sports, so go on.
I just said I love it. It's a classic. What? So he has a daughter named Elle.
Elle King.
I don't know if that's her real name or not, but yes, she goes by Elle King. Is that a real name? Okay.
I think. Her mom is like a model, like London King or something.
Former model. Anyhow.
Oh, come on.
That's what they call her in the news. That's what I think. But in the news, they say former model.
Older model.
An ex is a former model, they said.
Older
model. So anyway.
Tanner Elle Schneider.
There you go. So she went on a podcast, that Dumb Blonde podcast, which for some reason has come up on this program before. I don't remember why. But she went on a podcast, and she started talking about her dad and said that he wasn't a very good dad. She said that they didn't have a great relationship. She says that she was mostly raised by her mom and her stepdad. So, Rob was busy, I guess. But she said, if I ever would spend a summer with my dad, it would be on a movie set, and I would just get lost in the shuffle. She says, if I ever messed up a shot, if I was ever talking, I would get in trouble. Now, I'm just thinking to myself, if my mom or dad is an actor and I'm on set with them because I'm going to spend the summer with them, if I talk and mess up a shot, my parents would yell at me, too. Any parent would, like, this is an expensive production. This is the animal, right? We're on a tight budget. We got to do this thing on time.
Sure.
But think about all the things we got yelled at for when we were kids. I don't think it's crazy to think that
messing
you would get yelled
movie,
at for
Hollywood
messing up
production.
A Hollywood production, right?
No,
like, hey, shut up.
Quiet.
Especially, who knows how
to talked earlier about some girl got put in jail for just falling asleep.
Exactly.
You're talking.
Right. And you're like, if I ever did spend time with him, we were always on movie sets. Like, oh, God, that's how horrible. You had to hang out on a movie set and be around celebrities. Well, I don't know how many celebrities were there. But anyway, she said that she would get in trouble, and that's, she's saying not good. But she then goes on to say that she was a very heavy child. Like she says, these are her words, I was like a really, really heavy child.
Okay.
She says, my dad sent me to fat camp.
Hmm.
And then I got into trouble one year.
Why are you laughing?
The whole idea of fat camp is such a weird thing. I knew someone who went. I didn't know if they were telling the truth or not. Anyway, she says, and then I got in trouble one year because I sprained my ankle and I didn't lose any weight. It's a very toxic and very silly thing. I got to a point where I didn't want to spend summers with him at all. So apparently she was sent off to this fat camp. She says that she would eat a slice of turkey and steamed vegetables. That's all they got to eat for the day was a slice of turkey and steamed vegetables. Did you anyone know anyone who went to fat camp when you were a kid?
No.
Oh, really? I knew someone. It was a girl. It was my friend's sister. And I thought they were joking at first. I won't say her name. We'll just call her Jane Doe. But he was like, yeah, you know, Jane went to, because I was like, where's she been? Like, oh, she's got back from fat camp. And I was like, oh, ha. I was like, that's mean. Don't say that. He's like, no, that's where she got back from. And I'm like, she gained weight. And this was the big joke. And he's like, my parents are pissed. And I was like, this is not true. So I started getting really interested in this, and I talked to his stepdad about it. And I was like, did Jane really go to a fat camp? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, and she gained weight. And I was like, oh my God. And I remember thinking, like, I felt bad for her because the stepdad's telling me he's volunteering the part that she gained weight. You know what I mean? He seems kind of upset. He was like a fitness guy. Like, he was a big,
why didn't you just make her work out with him or something?
That's what I'm thinking.
But as a fitness guy, you know.
I guess I knew I'd seen the movie Heavyweights. I knew I'd heard of fat camps. But I guess in high school, I just
had them in the Navy.
Maybe they're gone now. They had fat camps?
Mm-hmm.
Where what?
So every year you had to do like a, I don't know, like some sort of PT test.
Okay.
You had to run a mile in 6 minutes and do so many push-ups.
Yeah.
And then they would take your body mass. And some guys would get pulled off the ship. Older guys usually have been in for a long time.
Okay.
And you pull off and be like, you got it. It wasn't called fat camp, but they had to go to, like, you know, 16 weeks of boot camp again to get back in shape.
Get in shape. Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
I always thought that, you know, nothing. I'm not body shaming anyone. It doesn't matter. I always thought if they did that in the Navy, why don't they do that for cops?
Yeah. I don't know.
You know, like, nobody really made fun of those guys.
Yeah. Just like, hey, you're
but, like, dude's been in the Navy for 20 years, man. He sits at a desk. He's not a Marine.
And he's an adult, too.
Right. And he's an adult. And so, you know what? If you fail PT, you got to go do this 12-week course where they get you back in shape.
Hey, you're getting paid for this. Again. You signed up for this. You're getting paid for it.
But you got to be in shape to do this job.
But sending a kid away to fat camp.
Yeah, no, all right.
Completely. I mean, I'm not saying it's as bad as, like, conversion camp, whatever they call that. But it sounds pretty bad, and I just wondered.
Was it paid for by Rob Schneider? Is it really called fat camp? Did she call it that?
I'm sure they didn't call it fat camp.
I feel like camp to get healthy in Santa Monica is different than what we're thinking in Springfield, Missouri.
Maybe.
You see what I'm saying? Like, it feels like, oh, you're going to go learn dietitians, all these other things, right?
I guess.
It feels like it might be. Oh, hold on.
When you see these things about, I know there's these Christian camps where they send kids and boot camps.
Yeah.
Those places still exist. I think fat camp could still exist.
Hey, can you hold on 1 second?
You know, hold. How about you call him back?
What?
You couldn't just say, can I call you back?
I do got to talk to him.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, she says that she went to fat camp. I don't know. It doesn't seem hard to believe there could be a fat camp. But she goes on to say that, you know, there were more problems and tattoos and blah, blah, blah. He didn't like the tattoos. And so she just gave up on him, and she's basically raised by mom and dad. So he comes out. He's going to do an interview. He did an interview. I guess it's going to be on Tucker Carlson, which I think is on the internet somewhere.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Tucker. I mean, I'm not laughing. I'm just confused. I always forget where your stuff is. But I asked him if I could get a piece of this, a little tease from it. And he said, absolutely. So
part of being
Rob.
A parent, isn't it?
This is Rob Schneider.
My daughter, Elle, I love you. I wish I was the father in my 20s that you needed. Clearly, I wasn't. And I hope you can forgive me for my shortcomings. I love you completely. I love you entirely. I just want you to be well and happy. With you and your beautiful baby, Lucky. I wish you the best. I feel terrible, and I just want you to know that I don't take anything you say personally.
What about the last part? You were doing great up until you said I didn't take anything personally.
Yeah, I do take it personally.
Well, right. She wants you to take it personally. She's accusing
you
of being a bad dad.
Speaking of that, my kid's on the phone.
Okay, go talk to your kid.
Hello?
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo, sorry about that.
Everything okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
No problem.
My kid's old enough to go, like, you know, and take himself to the doctor. He has a doctor's appointment.
Oh.
But then they called me because, I don't know, he's 17. You still get vaccines? Well, I don't want to make RFK piss, but I had to give him, I mean, I am voting for him, but I had to give him permission to get the two shots. you laugh? I am voting for him, but, you know, hey, we don't have to agree on everything.
Yeah.
So I got him, you know.
What are there, like, vaccines you needed for school, or they just said he should get these?
Mm-hmm. Get them out of your, I didn't ask.
Or for sports? I didn't know.
No, they said there's these two vaccinations that he's got to get. I said, fine.
I swear, when I was in junior high, we got vaccines at school, and I do not think that my parents had to sign anything. We lined up. I remember all of us going into the cafeteria, and there were a bunch of nurses, you know, at the ends of all these tables, and everyone went up, and they'd sit down, and you'd lift your shirt up, and they'd give you a shot in the shoulder, and that was that.
I think maybe your parents didn't go to the doctor to get that one.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to go to school, you have to have them.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what I would think is that well, something everyone at school had
you
got
to bring them to school.
Right. And so maybe there was a vaccine that came out during the school year. And
or
like,
maybe your parents
get
didn't get like two of them, so they offered them at school. So, like, if my kid, like in elementary school, at least in Shawnee Mission, you could opt in or out of them seeing a dentist.
Really?
So a dentist would come to school if you didn't have a dentist.
We didn't
and
have
they
that.
Yeah.
That's kind of nice.
So then you could just opt out and your kid could go. Maybe once a year they get a checkup and they give you a little sheet
well,
and
that's
tell
cool.
you.
They brought a dentist to school?
Yeah, that's pretty
once
cool, right? That's
man,
pretty
how
fancy.
How rich were you as a kid?
No, he's talking about his kids.
Oh, that's Shawnee Mission South.
Oh, I thought you meant you would
no,
go.
No, at Brookridge Elementary.
Oh,
Ted
wow.
Lasso
that's pretty,
went.
That's
wow.
pretty crazy. I don't recall having
don't
dentists come to school. Maybe yeah. someone who went to school with me would be like, no, they did. But I don't remember that. Maybe poor Mike saw a dentist at school. Mm-hmm. I just didn't. But that vaccine thing, I mean, all my friends got it. Anyway, glad he's up to date on his vaccines. I guess we can hang out now. I forgot to tell you about the Chris Jones thing. It's almost football season.
Don't call him.
And it's two things that are great. We can talk about football and wings. Where are your favorite wings? Yeah.
Buffalo.
Buffalo Wild Wings are your favorite?
Oh, what, from where?
Yeah. Like
I don't even know what kind of wings. Like what sauce? Like lemon pepper? Or
no, like where was your favorite place to get wings? I'll let you think about it.
It's hard to beat the peanut.
I know people say the peanut a lot.
It's hard to beat Hoots. I like Hoots.
You like Hooters wings?
I love Hooters wings. Love their wings. Yeah, I love the Peanuts wings, too. Mm-hmm. And I do go there quite a bit for their wings. They also have a great BLT. That said,
they're different.
Hoots wings are good, man.
Yeah, I think they're different.
Yeah, they are. They're like, different things. Totally.
Peanuts wings are like a meal.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, I like
Hoots wings is like, there's baseball on. I'm going to pound a couple Coors Lights.
Yeah.
Eat these wings. Get an erection.
I like BB's Lawn Side, but I think they're much closer to Peanut than the difference between Buffalo Wild Wings. I guess you're right. It kind of depends on what you're in the mood for. Well, anyhow, this involves none of those. This involves, I guess, chicken wings at school. I don't really remember eating chicken wings at school. Yeah. I'm sure we did.
I don't
maybe.
Remember
I don't
that
remember
at all.
Eating
I feel
chicken.
Like that'd be kind of a hazard.
We had chicken nuggets.
I do it.
Right, but, well, you know what? I mean, it's a school cafeteria employee. Maybe they weren't going to serve these to the kids. I don't know, but it involves Chris Jones, and I'll tell you about it.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock.
So you're a Gen Xer. You tell me. Are you feeling like life gets a little bit harder lately? Have you been feeling more aches and pains lately? You know, they're picking on Gen Xers, but really the whole point of this thing...
I feel fine.
...that came out today was to talk about how it's not just a generation. It's not just... you know, within this certain age range, the whole point was that they're talking about aging isn't as linear as we thought it was. So basically, all the stuff, when you think about stuff, you know, getting older stuff, and you talk to people that are younger than you, and you say, wait until you're this age, wait until you're this age. There are certain things, at least in my mind, that stand out. Like one, I think is, I think I've heard a lot of people say that somewhere around 30 is when you start to feel the hangovers really bad. Now, it can, you know, it could be 28. I don't know. But by the time you're 30, you hear a lot of people saying, like, man, I can't do it. I'm too hungover the next day. I can't work. So I would say that the hangover thing and also the being able to pull an all-nighter, that ends somewhere around 30. I always thought that it was like 40. It was a pretty solid age. That when you wake up and you're 40 one day, you're gonna be slower to rise out of bed. Mm-hmm. You walk to the kitchen a little differently than you walk to bed the night before. It takes a while to get your joints warmed up. You don't have to have arthritis. It's just, you know, you're 40. That's what I think of. I don't know if I'm missing any other...
You start to, you know, when you get out of bed, you're kind of bent over a little bit. It takes a second to get straight.
Yeah.
You know? You're like, ah, my hip hurts. But then you walk it off.
Yeah. But those are the big ones that I think of. Like, you know, the hangover thing at 30... the all-nighter thing. And then by 40, it's like you're starting to ache a little bit.
Yeah, just waking up is a little bit harder.
But this is Stanford University. And so they did this study. They looked at a bunch of different people, and they followed them around. And they found that it turns out you actually get old, like at these, you know, they give a rough estimate, but it's almost this exact period around 44. And then it happens again around 60. So it's not like, you know, oh, I'm getting a little bit achy each day. It's like, no, you have this thing that kind of happens to you somewhere in your mid-40s where all of a sudden, man, I aged. It hurts more. All those things we just talked about.
Your check engine light goes on.
Your check engine light goes on, and that's when, like, the Louis C.K. bit when the doctor says, I'm not fixing that. You're just old. It's just old and oh, sorry, but that's what he said in the bit. But and it's true, you know?
Yeah.
If you're 25, you're an athlete, you go to the doctor.
Well, sure, they fix it.
Yeah. My neck is all jacked up.
Mm-hmm.
If I were an athlete.
That's some your own
I hope you got that, too. Thank you, Snowcone. Jesus.
What? Oh, you cussed first.
They could do that. Yours was worse.
Just go ahead and do it.
Yours was way worse.
Well, there's not a worse. The penalty's the same.
No, not necessarily.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
I'm not sure that it is. I think it's about which one do people notice, and I think they definitely would have noticed yours before they noticed mine. Anyhow, yeah, they're not going to do surgery on my neck, right? Like, why would we do that? First of all, you can't afford it. But second of all, why risk any type of, you know, anything?
Plus, you brought it on yourself.
Right, you brought it on yourself. That's right. We don't do it because of how you got to your...
Yeah, how do we know that you're going to stop doing whatever you were doing?
It's your
I'm not
own
allowed
fault.
To talk about.
Yeah.
Right.
So anyway,
you're just going to keep doing it. You're addicted.
44-year-olds and 60-year-olds, those are the two ages. Mm-hmm. They're both Gen Xers, right? Because 60's mm-hmm. like, is that the oldest Gen X now?
Yeah, they're pretty close,
60.
Yeah.
I think 60 now, because someone was talking about somebody turning 60, and they said they were Gen X, and I was like, oh, okay, I guess that could be. So that's got to be right around the oldest, and then 44 would be somewhere around the youngest, right? So it is all Gen X, but 44 and 60 are when you experience this rapidly changing age-related molecules, whatever the
hell that means. Researchers found after looking at participants for anywhere from 2 to 6 years, they saw that indeed aging is not linear. It's kind of why when at certain times in our lives we're like, that hurts more than it should, or I used to be able to do that workout and now I can't. And they essentially found that ages 44 and 60 are when we experience a little bit of this more dramatic kind of effects.
Okay, so you want to know what happens at 44?
Yeah, what happens?
At 44, these rapidly changing molecules are the ones that affect the metabolism and the metabolism of alcohol. They said alcohol and fats. Alcohol and fats. So... yeah, it might be harder to lose weight. It might be harder to... it might be easier to get drunk. I don't know. Is it easier to get drunk, or is it just harder to deal with a hangover? I don't know, but they said that it affects the metabolism of alcohol and fats. So that's what happens at 44. Then at 60, you have immune regulation, whatever the hell that means, your kidneys. Take care of your kidneys, I guess, at 60 because they're rapidly changing, turning into crap. And your metabolism of carbohydrates at 60. So the carb thing, I guess, you know, that's they're telling me I really don't have to worry about that till I'm 60. What I got to worry about is fats and alcohol, I guess, because of 44. Those are the main. And those aren't
the your own.
Yeah. Yeah, that too. Did you get that, Snowcum? At each one of those ages, too, there's a huge increase, I guess, in risk of having a heart attack, especially if you're a dude. It's always if you're a dude.
Yeah.
But your heart gets way crappier at 44, and then it gets even crappier again at 60. Being able to process caffeine, that gets crappier at 44, and then again at 60. And then being able to build muscles, and also something about your skin. I didn't understand the skin thing, but something about your skin being crappy, too. But yeah, I guess it's harder to build muscles at 44 and then even harder again at 60, so... you know, I mean, look, I watched that. What was his name? Jack LaLanne?
Yeah,
it wasn't for lack of trying. He was working, and he was doing everything right, but he wasn't the same, you know?
He still looked good, though.
He looked good for his age. He looked great for his age, absolutely.
He looked good for my age.
Yeah, absolutely, but for the amount of, you know, he was drinking all that carrot juice and working out, it just, he couldn't get the muscles, you
probably wasn't doing what you do, though.
I know what I'm doing. I know what you're going to say that I'm doing, what I've been doing, and that I should take a break from it, or at least find something else to do as well. And I will. I promise.
It wouldn't hurt.
It wouldn't hurt, you know? I'll talk to my doctor about that. See if he's got any recommendations. Maybe that would be being a little more honest with him when he asks, you know, if I know how I injured my neck, if anything happened. I'll tell him that next time. Maybe when I'm there, I'll see if he can remove a rib like
Marilyn Manson?
Marilyn Manson, you know, didn't do in the 90s. And maybe that would help. Maybe that would help my neck, you know?
Wouldn't hurt.
Like you've never tried.
Ronald. Maybe.
Like you've never tried.
I'm just saying, maybe try somebody else's.
I got you.
Hurt for us.
Does it?
You don't see my neck hurting over here?
Okay. That's what I wanted to know.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
You ever done meth?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah. Like earlier.
Did you smoke it, eat it?
Smoked it,
yeah. Yeah, I know people, they eat it, they smoke it, they inject it.
Oof.
I never made it that far.
Did you? You smoked it?
I smoked once. Literally one time. Did you do it, Snowcone?
Have I tried it? No.
Yeah.
What? Snorted it.
Thought you were from Olathe. I worked at a restaurant, so everybody at some point... I mean, sorry. I worked at a restaurant in Independence. That's an important part. I worked at a restaurant in Independence, so, you know, there was a lot of peer pressure
Sure.
to do it.
I mean, I've done Adderall.
Yeah, no, I'm talking meth.
Okay.
Like methamphetamine. There's some similarities there for sure.
Yeah.
But it's not the same. I mean, I don't know. What was your experience with it when you tried it?
Oh, I did it when I was young, more like, you know, for partying. I didn't do it at work. I did it, like, late at night at a bar.
Well, this was like after work for
like
me.
Like potent, you know, cocaine. Fast, euphoric,
yeah.
High.
You didn't sleep that night, did you? Or did you? Like, the first time you did
it? Eventually, at some point. I don't remember. I don't know that I was trying to.
I think I was awake for two nights. I don't know.
It wasn't like I was awake for two nights. I'm sure we stayed up and partied, but I didn't.
I didn't sleep the first night at all. I felt great. By the second night, I was like, I need to try and sleep. And I laid down in bed, and I remember I could not fall asleep.
Did you just keep doing it?
No. Oh. I had only done it.
One time?
And I remember thinking, I shouldn't do this again, because it feels really, really good. And also, my friend's older brother had a lot of problems with it. I watched what happened to him. I'd seen, you know, I had family members who had problems with it. So I was like, I should definitely stay away from it. That felt really good. No, I don't think my mom, the only thing she ever did was smoke cigarettes.
Your dad?
My dad, I don't think, ever did anything except drink booze.
So then was one of your brothers?
Well, what, my family members? Yeah. Oh, I had plenty of extended family members who had problems with meth, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And other drugs, I'm sure, but I know meth was the one that always came up. You know, you got to watch out for that meth. It'll get you. You're white trash. Watch out for it. You're one of us.
It's looking for you.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, that was like a thing.
The meth,
like,
monster.
Don't do meth. Don't do
just
meth.
Sneaking around the corners in your neighborhood.
Right. It's like, what about other drugs?
Come here, Jimmy.
I'm not worried about those other drugs. I'm worried about meth. You already look like you're just going to be a meth head. It's in your DNA. Maybe it is. I don't know. But I'll tell you what, if it's in your DNA and then you get a job at a restaurant in Independence, in the kitchen, then yeah, you're at a higher risk. And I have a meth story for you coming up.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo. So meth.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the drugs you've tried, where do you rank it? You know, second place, third
top
place.
Top 10.
Top 10. I mean, it's hard to think of really.
Top 10.
You know, the fact that you have to put it in terms of top 10, that there's more than that. I'm just trying to think of, like, illegal drugs.
You haven't tried 10 illegal drugs?
Well, I've tried 10 drugs illegally, I'm sure. You know, like prescription medications that weren't my prescription.
Well, that's illegal.
I know. I get it. I'm just saying, like, when you think illegal drugs, I guess I'm thinking, like, crack. I know you'd probably rank it number one.
Well, no. I mean, but it's a top five.
It's a top five.
I enjoy crack.
Hold on, so crack.
I enjoyed it. I don't enjoy it anymore.
You told me one time.
I love crack.
That
all right, top three. I mean, what are we arguing about?
You told me one time.
Are you like part of the crack lobbyist or something? Well, they
no, I never
here?
Did it.
I said I liked it. Like, what, they buy ad time?
I
Johnny
asked you about
the crackhead
it?
Down there or Stevie, crack man?
I said to you one time, I've never tried it. Should I try it? And you said no. And I thought you said that it was like the most addictive thing you'd ever tried. I thought
well,
you'd
like was good.
You said as soon as you feel
Sheila
the high,
the meth heads pissed that I only put her top 10?
Yeah, something like that. And as I recall, what you said was, unlike other drugs that make you feel really good, and you go, oh man, I miss feeling really good, I want to feel that again, which causes the addiction. You said with crack, when you smoked it, as soon as you started to feel the high, you're like,
right,
I need more of this.
I like that.
I want more of this.
I like to feel that more longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
So, but is it similar to, is crack, I mean, does it feel similar to doing coke or no?
No, more euphoric.
Okay. Yeah, so it's like it hits you instantly.
Yeah.
It's stronger.
Boom, stronger and euphoria.
And does is it energizing you just because of the euphoria, or is it like?
Yeah, but it's not like a super energy thing.
Okay.
I mean, it still is, but it's not like that's the euphoria is the main goal.
Okay. Yeah, that's one I haven't tried. Meth, I remember thinking, wow. Okay, I see what people get hooked on this, because it's not just. I guess I thought it would make me feel awake. And, you know, okay, great. Like you were saying earlier, you want to party all night. You don't want to go to bed. Okay, so here, smoke this. But it's not just that. It's the euphoria, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the... And I've heard that the thing about meth is all so different. And
I've heard people say bad,
exactly. And that what they were using to make it is completely different than what they have to use now, and how different it is, how it looks different, how it feels different. So I don't know. So maybe it varies more than a lot of other drugs. But that was pretty good. I'd put it up there in top three.
Top three for you, huh?
Yeah, I'd put it up there in top three. Yeah, I got to say.
What are your other
top
two?
Three. Well, I mean, I don't know that we need to get into all that, but I think that...
MDMA?
I think...
You like that stuff.
I do like that. I think probably... For me, at least, the first time I ever tried an opioid, I was like, I had a problem. Like that. Yeah. So to me, that would be the one that I... You know, and people are different. My dad, I remember, couldn't take pain pills because he said they made him sick and he didn't feel good at all. He'd just throw up. I was like, how can you not feel great from taking that? I don't get it. So I know people are different. Cocaine doesn't really do anything to me. And I've read that there's a percentage of people that it doesn't really do much for. Some people say it doesn't do anything.
Wouldn't that be sad?
Well, I mean, I guess.
It's don't so even expensive. Do it at night.
It's so expensive, though.
If cocaine didn't work on you, what would you do?
Who knows?
It doesn't even sound fun, does it?
No, I don't.
Not a life worth living.
Don't want to think about it.
If you're going to have one that doesn't work, that's probably a good one because it is probably the most expensive of all those recreational drugs, right?
I mean, it's so expensive because it's worth it.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I just know it's expensive. It seems expensive to me. I don't know.
No, it's worth it. But it's pricey because it's worth it.
Yeah. So what would you put at number one?
I don't know.
It's hard to beat, you know. Right. The addiction of opioids. Like for me, like those were tough to kick. Like that was a tough. Everyone was getting handed pills in the aughts, whatever that was. And I remember when I had my accident. And
well, listen, kids, if you're listening, don't try drugs. It's not good for you.
No,
what do end up like us idiots.
Exactly. Well, also,
or snow cone, you're just jumping around. Why do you keep jumping around up there?
I'm tired.
You see? Yeah, that's exactly. He needs some blow. Yeah, it's a lot easier to just not get hooked on it. You know, it's, that
yeah.
seems
and
like
by the way,
a lot
it
easier.
Always just lends to whatever it is. Yeah, like people will lie to you and say, "Oh, cocaine sucks. Don't take it." But no, it's fun. It's great.
Yeah,
crack is fun. It's great. The problem is, literally, it will kill you. And by the time that you're done doing it, it'll ruin your life.
Yep.
So just don't do it.
And
I'm not going to tell you it's not fun. It is fun, but it's only fun for a certain amount of time before it just ruins your life.
Yeah, and those people
just be smart and don't do it now.
Yep. And those people say, "Well, I did it. You know, I went through my phase, and it was a lot of fun." They could be lying, exaggerating, or they're not telling you about the bad parts.
No, they don't remember that first time they showed up to an NA meeting crying.
Exactly, or they didn't pay their rent, and they got kicked out, or whatever. Just because they survived with their life doesn't mean that bad things didn't happen.
How much of it they wasted, and
exactly.
Their family members that they lost, and
yep.
All the lies and people that they hurt, and you know, yeah, it's not worth
all
it.
All the times they could have killed somebody else, all of those things.
Anytime they got off lucky.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
don't do it.
Yeah, no. Seriously, I mean, if I
mean, I'm going to keep doing it.
Right. Because it's impossible to quit. It's impossible to quit. But, you know, you got it under control, I would say. As under control as you can have it. Anyway, I saw that charity workers in New Zealand, you may have already seen this, were handing out stuff to homeless people.
And they had meth
temporarily, temporarily unhoused, whatever they say in the news sometimes. Yeah, they're handing out stuff to homeless people in Auckland, New Zealand. And one of the things they were handing out were these candies. And you know, they look like they're just little hard candies in a
candy
wrapper.
Meth?
They were calling them lollies on the news there, but they didn't. But they're not lollipops. They're just little
meth,
hard
though.
Candies. And there was meth in them. There was quite a bit of meth in them. Like enough that I think if you'd never had meth, you might
be
hooked on meth.
The urgent search continues tonight for people given food parcels containing lollies with potentially fatal amounts of methamphetamine.
Lollies.
Police say the Rinder brand pineapple sweets may have been distributed in grocery boxes from the Auckland City Mission, and drug tests show one lolly contained approximately 3 grams of methamphetamine. A common dose to swallow is just 10 to 25 milligrams, so that single lolly holds up to 300 doses. The Drug Foundation says consuming that much meth is extremely dangerous and could result in death.
If I've never done meth before, and you're telling me that my first introduction is going to be...
And again, we're having fun with this, but don't. If you haven't done it, don't do it. It's not worth it.
What do you think of all of them that you saw was the most destructive?
Crack.
Like people that you saw get the...
Crack.
Okay.
It just ruined people's lives. Ruined it.
It ruined entire cities.
Yeah.
I mean...
Generations.
It ruined a decade. Right.
Yeah,
it basically ruined a decade.
Yep, it did.
Like really...
And
what?
That's when I did it, you know, late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
You know, everybody was doing it. Just... I've seen it just ruin people.
Yep.
Ruin people, families, neighborhoods, cities.
Yep. And then we had the meth problem after the crack problem. Mm-hmm. Not that the crack problem was ever solved, I don't think. It was just like
meth
thing to it.
You don't hear about it a lot anymore.
You don't, but I think because you had the huge
It was so dangerous.
Yeah, and you had the meth thing.
You know, there was people later on like, okay, I cannot try that.
Well, I think once meth started hitting all these suburban, basically affecting more white people than the media cared more, right?
Sure.
Oh, my God. And then when white people started getting affected by opioids because of these prescription pills, then that became the new epidemic. You know, Chappelle talked about it in his special. Like, we're watching white people go what the cities went through in the 80s. And, you know, I mean, they're all obviously destructive. Me, personally, I saw more people...
completely, like personally, completely screw up their lives with meth. Yeah. Just like, I can't believe you can't stop this.
Right.
Like, you know, they talk about that in recovery, the stop the insanity and all those things, but you really, especially as a kid seeing it, I'm like, wait, so you want to stop, and you said you were going to stop, you said you were done, so why are you doing this again? Also, you have like a good life. Your family has... money. They bought you a nice car.
But even if not then, you have people who love you and want you to survive, and you don't even care about
them. They're nice parents, a whole deal. You have it all, and this is what's happened. Like, yeah. So I would say, personally, that was one that I saw the most, destruction. If you actually added it up by, like, the most people that, it's affected, I don't know, maybe crack would be the one that across the United States affected more lives. But you definitely saw
more because... The opioid crisis is pretty big.
I would just assume now that that's bigger than anything.
Crack crushed some people, so...
Yeah. And somehow you got involved in it. I mean, I'm
what,
not
crack?
Yeah, just like, I know you lived in Detroit and all that, but still, just the some of those stories you tell, there are things that I guess, would, like, you know, people talk about gatekeeping. I don't know if it counts as gatekeeping, but there would have been walls to me becoming a crackhead that you easily seem to overcome
at
a young age.
I would knock on the door, like, and the guy would open it with shut. You'd hear click, click.
Right.
And it would be shotguns.
Right.
And then me and my buddies, they'd open it and be like, oh, Whitey's here.
Right, like
yeah, and then we walk downstairs and hang out with them.
Yeah, that to me would have been like a barrier.
Crack dealers and crack smokers.
Like, oh,
and,
you want to go do crack? This is where we have to go, and this is who we're going to have to see. I'd be like, what else you got? You know, that's all. But somehow you experienced it. And look, I'm sorry that that happened to you. But in some ways, I'm glad because I learned from your mistakes, and I met you at a young enough age. Who knows if I'd never met you?
Maybe you try it.
Could be smoking crack right now.
I can tell you, don't do it.
Yep.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
No drugs tonight.
Of course not, man.
I know.
I mean, I'm past that. I don't do that anymore.
I know. Just, I'm telling everybody.
No, you're the one who does drugs all night with your girlfriend. I'm a dad.
We had a laugh about it earlier.
Full-time single dad.
Yeah. Can't be doing drugs.
No.
Do you worry about your kids doing drugs? Like, what, did you have to have a talk, like the sex talk? Like, hey, guys. Or you just let the schools take care of that one,
don't
too?
Do sex for drugs.
Yeah, like, you know, the birds and the bees talk, only the drugs talk.
Well, I just tell them, you know, that I'm not going to... Basically, the same thing. I'm not going to lie to you. It's not fun. It'll wreck your life.
Okay.
If you have any goals, if you have any ambition, anything you want to do with your life, it'll steal that from you. So, make wise decisions.
Yeah. Never mind.
What?
Also, is there any part of you at all that worries, though, about, you know, them never trying anything?
No, never. I don't worry that they won't get high.
I said never try anything.
I can't even,
you know,
discuss, like
just never, things. You know.
Yeah, I'm really worried about the fact that they'll
never take risks.
I'm just, you know. I'm just concerned that they'll never try heroin. Those are the things that keep me up at
night.
Well,
when you put it that way.
All the things I'm worried about my kids. Those are the thing that I'm really worried they won't try drugs. Imagine that. Jesus Christ, man.
Well, it sounds weird when the way you put it. But you know what I meant.
No, yeah.
Just take some risks in life. You know. But it didn't have to be those kind of... Just forget it. I told you, just forget it.
Well, good show. Shield the crackhead. Stay positive, kids.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
So meth.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the drugs you've tried, where do you rank it? You know, second place, third
top
place.
Top 10.
Top 10. I mean, it's hard to think of, really.
Top 10.
You know, the fact that you have to put it in terms of top 10, that there's more than that. I'm just trying to think of, like, illegal drugs.
You haven't tried 10 illegal drugs?
Well, I've tried 10 drugs illegally, I'm sure. You know, like, prescription medications that weren't my prescription.
Well, that's illegal.
I know. I get it. I'm just saying, like, when you think illegal drugs, I guess I'm thinking, like, crack, I know you'd probably rank it number one.
Well, no, I mean, but it's a top five.
It's a top five.
I enjoy crack.
Hold on, so crack.
I enjoyed it. I don't enjoy it anymore.
You told me one time.
I love crack.
That
all right, top three. I mean, what are we arguing about?
You told me one time.
Are you like part of the crack lobbyist or something? Well, they
no, I never
here?
Did it.
I said I liked it. Like, what, they buy ad time?
I
Johnny
asked you about
the crackhead
it?
Down there or Stevie, crack man?
I said to you one time, I've never tried it. Should I try it? And you said no. And I thought you said that it was like the most addictive thing you'd ever tried. I thought
well,
you'd
like was good.
You said as soon as you feel
Sheila
the high,
the meth heads pissed that I only put her top 10.
Yeah, something like that. And as I recall, what you said was, unlike other drugs that make you feel really good, and you go, oh, man, I miss feeling really good. I want to feel that again, which causes the addiction. You said with crack when you smoked it, as soon as you started to feel the high, you're like, right, I need more of this.
I like that.
I want more of this. I like to feel that more longer. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
So, but is it similar to, is crack, I mean, does it feel similar to doing coke or no?
No, more euphoric.
Okay. Yeah, so it's like it hits you instantly. Yeah. It's stronger.
Boom, stronger and euphoria.
And does is it energizing you just because of the euphoria, or is it like?
Yeah, but it's not like a super energy thing. Okay. I mean, it still is, but it's not like that's the euphoria is the main goal.
Okay, yeah, that's one I haven't tried. Meth, I remember thinking, wow, okay, I see what people get hooked on this because it's not just. I guess I thought it would make me feel awake. And, you know, okay, great. Like you were saying earlier, you want to party all night. You don't want to go to bed. Okay, so here, smoke this. But it's not just that. It's the euphoria, right? Mm-hmm. I've heard that the thing about meth is also different. And
Exactly.
And that what they were using to make it is completely different than what they have to use now and how different it is, how it looks different, how it feels different. So I don't know. So maybe it varies more than a lot of other drugs. But that was pretty good. I'd put it up there in top three.
Top three for you, huh?
Yeah, I'd put it up there in top three. I got to say.
What are the other two?
Well, I mean, I don't know that we need to get into all that, but I think that...
MDMA?
I think...
You like that stuff.
I do like that. I think probably... For me, at least, the first time I ever tried an opioid, I was like, I had a problem. Like that. Right. So to me, that would be the one that I... You know, and people are different. My dad, I remember, couldn't take pain pills because he said they made him sick and he didn't feel good at all. He'd just throw up. I was like, how can you not feel great from taking that? I don't get it. So I know people are different. Cocaine doesn't really do anything to me. And I've read that there's a percentage of people that it doesn't really do much for. Some people say it doesn't do anything.
Wouldn't that be sad?
Well, I mean, I guess.
Well, it's don't so even expensive. Do at night.
It's so expensive, though.
If cocaine didn't work on you, what would you do?
Who knows?
It doesn't even sound fun, does it?
No, I don't.
Not a life worth living.
Don't want to think about it.
If you're going to have one that doesn't work, that's probably a good one because it is probably the most expensive of all those recreational drugs, right?
I mean, it's so expensive because it's worth it.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I just know it's expensive. It seems expensive to me. I don't know.
No, it's worth it. But it's pricey because it's worth it.
Yeah. So, what would you put at number one?
I don't know.
It's hard to beat. You know. Right. The addiction of opioids. Like for me, like those were tough to kick. Like that was a tough. Everyone was getting handed pills in the aughts, whatever that was. And I remember when I had my accident. And
listen, don't try drugs. It's not good for you.
No,
what do end up like us idiots.
Exactly. Well, also,
you're a snow cone, you're just jumping around. Why do you keep jumping around up there?
I'm tired.
You see? Yeah, that's exactly. He needs some blow. Yeah, it's a lot easier to just not get hooked on it. You know, that seems
and
like
by the way, it
easier.
Always just lends to whatever it is. Yeah, like people will lie to you and say, "Oh, cocaine sucks. Don't take it." But no, it's fun. It's great.
Yeah,
crack is fun. It's great. The problem is, literally, it will kill you. And by the time that you're done doing it, it'll ruin your life.
Yep.
And so just don't do it.
And
I'm not going to tell you it's not fun. It is fun, but it's only fun for a certain amount of time before it just ruins your life.
Yeah, and those people
just be smart and don't do it now.
Yep. And those people say, "Well, I did it. You know, I went through my phase, and it was a lot of fun." They could be lying, exaggerating, or they're not telling you about the bad parts.
No, they don't remember that first time they showed up to an NA meeting crying.
Exactly, or they didn't pay their rent, and they got kicked out, or whatever. Just because they survived with their life doesn't mean that bad things didn't happen.
How much of it they wasted, and
exactly.
Their family members that they lost, and all the lies and people that they hurt, and it's not worth it.
All the times they could have killed somebody else, all those things.
Anytime they got off lucky.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
don't do it.
Yeah, no. Seriously, I mean,
I'm going to keep doing it.
Right. Because it's impossible to quit. It's impossible to quit. But, you got it under control, I would say. As under control as you can have it. Anyway, I saw that charity workers in New Zealand, you may have already seen this, were handing out stuff to homeless people.
Temporarily
unhoused, whatever they say in the news sometimes. Yeah, they're handing out stuff to homeless people in Auckland, New Zealand. One of the things they were handing out were these candies. And, they look like they're just little hard candies in a
candy
wrapper.
Meth?
They were calling them lollies on the news there, but they're not lollipops. They're just little candies. And there was meth in them. There was quite a bit of meth in them. Like enough that I think if you'd never had meth, You might
be
hooked on meth.
The search continues tonight for people given food parcels containing lollies with potentially fatal amounts of methamphetamine. Lollies. Police say the Rinder brand pineapple sweets may have been distributed in grocery boxes from the Auckland City Mission, and drug tests show one lolly contained approximately 3 grams of methamphetamine. A common dose to swallow is just 10 to 25 milligrams, so that single lolly holds up to 300 doses. The Drug Foundation says consuming that much meth is extremely dangerous and could result in death.
Wildly fun. I've never done meth before, and you're telling me that my first
that'll kill you.
Introduction is going to be...
And again, we're having fun with this, but don't. If you haven't done it, don't do it. It's not worth it.
What do you think of all of them that you saw was the most destructive?
Crack.
Like people that you saw get the...
Crack.
Okay.
It just ruined people's lives. Ruined it.
It ruined entire cities.
Yeah.
I mean...
Generations.
It ruined a decade. Right.
Yeah,
it basically ruined a decade.
Yep, it did.
Like really...
And that's when I did it, you know, late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
You know, everybody was doing it. I've seen it just ruin people.
Yep.
Ruin people, families, neighborhoods, cities.
Yep. And then we had the meth problem after the crack problem. Mm-hmm. Not that the crack problem was ever solved, I don't think. It was just like
you don't hear about it a lot anymore.
You don't, but I think because you had the huge meth.
It was so dangerous.
Yeah, and you had the meth thing.
You know, there was people later on like, okay, I cannot try that.
Well, I think once meth started hitting all these suburban, basically affecting more white people than the media cared more, right?
Sure.
Oh, my God. And then when white people started getting affected by opioids because of these prescription pills, then that became the new epidemic. You know, Chappelle talked about it in his special. Like, we're watching white people go
through what the
cities went through in the 80s. And, you know, I mean, they're all obviously destructive. Me, personally, I saw more people... completely screw up their lives with meth.
Yeah.
Just like, I can't believe you can't stop this.
Right.
Like, you know, they talk about that in recovery, the stop the insanity and all those things, but you really, especially as a kid seeing it, I'm like, wait, so you want to stop, and said you were going to stop, you said you were done, so why are you doing this again? Also, you have, like, a good life. Your family has... money. They bought you a nice car.
But even if not then, you have people who love you and want you to survive, and you don't even care about
them. They're nice parents, a whole deal. You have it all, and this is what's happened. Like, yeah. So I would say, personally, that was one that I saw the most destruction. If you actually added it up by, like, the most people that it's affected, I don't know, maybe crack would be the one that across the United States affected more lives. But you definitely saw more.
The opioid crisis is pretty big.
I would just assume now that that's bigger than anything.
But crack crushed some people, so.
Yeah. And somehow you got involved in it. I mean, I'm
what,
not
crack?
Yeah, just like, I know you lived in Detroit and all that, but still, just some of those stories you tell, there are things that I guess, like, you know, people talk about gatekeeping. I don't know if it counts as gatekeeping, but there would have been walls to me becoming a crackhead that you easily seem to overcome
at
a young age.
I would knock on the door, like, I would open it, you'd hear, click, click,
right.
And it would be shotguns.
Right.
And then me and my buddies, they'd open it and be like, oh, Whitey's here.
Right. Like,
and then we walk downstairs and hang out with them.
Yeah. That to me would have been like a barrier.
Crack dealers and crack smokers.
Like, oh, you want to go do crack? This is where we have to go, and this is who we're going to have to see. I'd be like, what else you got? You know? That's all. But somehow you experienced it. And look, I'm sorry that happened to you. But in some ways, I'm glad because I learned from your mistakes and I met you at a young enough age. Who knows? If I'd never met you,
maybe you try it.
Could be smoking crack right now.
I can tell you, don't do it.
Yep.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
No drugs tonight.
Of course not, man.
I know.
I mean, I'm past that. I don't do that anymore.
I know. Just, I'm telling everybody.
No, you're the one tonight. Who does drugs all night with your girlfriend. I'm a dad.
We had a laugh about it earlier.
Full-time single dad.
Yeah. Can't be doing drugs.
No.
Do you worry about your kids doing drugs? Like, did you have to have a talk, like the sex talk? Like, hey, guys, or you just let the schools take care of that one,
don't
too?
Do sex for drugs.
Yeah, like, you know, the birds and the bees talk, only the drugs talk.
Well, I just tell them, you know, that I'm not going to, basically the same thing. I'm not going to lie to you. It's not fun. It'll wreck your life.
Okay.
If you have any goals, if you have any ambition, anything you want to do with your life, it'll steal that from you. So, make wise decisions.
Yeah. Never mind.
What?
Also, is there any part of you at all that worries, though, about, you know, them never trying anything?
No, never. I don't worry that they won't get high.
I said never try anything.
I can't even,
you know, like,
discuss, like
just never, you know.
Yeah, I'm really worried about the fact that they'll
never take risks.
I'm just concerned that they'll never try heroin. Those are the things that keep me up at night.
But when you put it that way.
All the things I'm worried about my kids, those are the things that I'm really worried they won't try drugs. Imagine that. Jesus Christ, man.
Well, it sounds weird when the way you put it. But you know what I meant.
No, yeah.
Just take some risks in life. You know. But it didn't have to be those kind of... Just forget it. I told you, just forget it.
Well, good show, Shield of Crackhead. Stay positive, kids.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.